Unit 13. Food allergies. Your immune system is designed to protect your body from harmful invaders, such as bacteria. Sometimes, however, the system responds to substances normally considered harmless. The substance that provokes the attack is called an allergen. The substances that attack the allergen are called antibodies. A food allergy can provoke such a response, as your body releases antibodies to attack specific proteins in food. When this happens, some of the physical reactions include hives, itching, swelling of the face, tongue, lips, eyelids, hands, and feet, rashes, headaches, migraines, nausea and/or vomiting, diarrhea, sometimes bloody, sneezing, coughing, asthma, breathing difficulties caused by tightening, swelling of tissues in the throat, loss of consciousness from anaphylactic shock. If you're sensitive to a specific food, you may not have to eat the food to have the reaction. For example, people sensitive to peanuts may break out in hives just from touching a peanut or peanut butter, and may suffer a potentially fatal reaction after tasting chocolate that has touched factory machinery that previously touched peanuts. People sensitive to seafood, fin fish and shellfish, have been known to develop breathing problems after simply inhaling the vapors or steam produced by cooking the fish. Understanding how an allergic reaction occurs. When you eat food containing a protein to which you're sensitive, the protein reaches antibodies on the surface of white blood cells called basophils and immune system cells called mast cells, either in your gastrointestinal tract or by circulating through the bloodstream. The basophils and mast cells produce, store, and release histamine, a natural body chemical that causes the symptoms, itching, swelling, hives, associated with allergic reactions. Some allergy pills designed to counter this are called antihistamines. When the antibodies on the surface of the basophils and mast cells come in contact with food allergens, the cells release histamine, and the result is an allergic reaction. Most allergic reactions to food are unpleasant, but essentially mild. However, as many as 150 or more people die every year in the United States from a severe reaction to a food allergen. Coping with food allergies. To keep yourself or your allergic friends and family safe in a world practically teeming with allergens, Know what's in your food. Check out unusual allergenic couplings. Work with others to make rules that work. And practice simple protection. Reading the food ingredient label. According to the Food Allergy and Anaphylaxis Network, more than 90% of all allergic reactions to foods are caused by just 8 foods: eggs, fish, milk, peanuts, shellfish, soy, tree nuts, and wheat. If you're sensitive to one of these foods, the best way to avoid an allergic reaction is to avoid the food. And you can do that by reading the label to ferret out hidden ingredients. Peanuts in the chili or caviar, fish eggs in the dip. Avoiding unusual interactions. Sometimes a food label doesn't list an allergen because the allergen is simply, surprise, a natural component of the food. Salicylates are a perfect example. These natural chemicals occur in many plants, including some plants that end up on the dinner table. The salicylates protect the plants by destroying mold and other microorganisms. For human beings, salicylates act as analgesics, painkillers, the most famous of which is acetylsalicylic acid, better known as aspirin. People who are sensitive to salicylates may experience an allergic reaction, wheezing and difficulty breathing, headache, hives, rash or itchy skin, and swollen hands, feet, or face. When exposed even to very small amounts, including the salicylates in otherwise highly nutritious plant foods, such as fruits and vegetables,